Welcome to Village Church Connections. I'm David Pavey. A friend recently introduced me to the remarkable story of Roger Woodward, a 7-year-old American boy who had a sister, Deanne, 10 years his senior. The family lived in Niagara Falls, New York. On Sunday, July the 9th, 1960, the family received a visit from Jim Honeycutt, a friend of the family, who was the proud owner of a 12-foot aluminum fishing boat equipped with a 7.5 horsepower motor. In honor of Deanne's 17th birthday, Jim queried, "Why don't we go for a boat ride?" The parents were in agreement, as long as Roger wore a bright orange life jacket. The two children were delighted, of course, and set out for the ride with Jim on the Upper Niagara River. Moving rather slowly, the three sailors passed under the Grand Island Bridge, where there were people fishing, who looked at them strangely, obviously thinking, "Where are you guys going?" The trio continued down the river as little Roger questioned Jim about how to navigate, as he wanted to drive the boat. Jim gave in and moved to the center seat as Roger moved to the back and took control. They moved quite slowly as Roger tried to steer the boat in the direction of the American side of the river, towards a little island that had thousands of seagulls on it. Suddenly the boat hit something in the water that sheared the pin on the motor, causing it to lose power and scream at full throttle, causing hundreds of seagulls to take flight. The boat was quickly caught in the current as one wave and then another swamped it until it capsized and threw all three into the raging torrent. Jim Honeycutt disappeared in the rapids and was soon carried over the Horseshoe Falls to his death. His body was retrieved from the Niagara River 4 days later. A tourist from New York was watching as the empty boat floated past and saw Deanne, who had managed to swim close to the bank. He climbed over the railing to a ledge and kept yelling to her, "Come to me, girl, come to me." And as he reached down, Deanne managed to catch his thumb. And then another tourist helped to pull her out of the water, only 20 feet from the lip of the Horseshoe Falls at Goat Island. Meanwhile, Roger hit the brutal, suffocating white water of the rapids. He totally surrendered to the torrent, which threw him against rocks and bounced him around like a toy. Just before the brink of the fall, the water flattened out, with the current still moving swiftly and the life preserver keeping the little boy above water. Roger didn't know this was Niagara Falls. He was looking across at Canada, and he gave up struggling, sensing that he was going to die, even as a 7-year-old child. Then suddenly he went over the edge of the 161-foot drop. He felt no sensation in his stomach, such as one might have on a roller coaster when your stomach is in your throat. He didn't remember hitting bottom, so was possibly protected from the rocks by what's known as a water cone, a formation that bursts from the surface after water and air drop with great force. He remained conscious, and later explained, "I'm looking out through the mist, and it's very dark, and the roar of the water is amazing. And then I see the silhouette of the Maid of the Mist tour boat about to do the return leg to the Canadian side where the docks were. When a crew member spotted me in the water, the captain performed an amazing feat of seamanship. He has the 60-foot boat, the power of the water, lots of people on board he has to keep safe, and he's trying not to run over me while maneuvering his vessel in such a way that he can move in pace with me in the water. They threw the life ring at once, and then the second time, and the third time I was able to crawl up onto it, and they pulled me out. Roger Woodward was the first person to survive the fall without protection. While his sister Deanne spent 3 days in an American hospital after her rescue, Roger spent 3 days in a Canadian hospital, suffering from shock, a slight concussion, bruises, cuts, and scrapes. He couldn't walk due to total exhaustion. Still, he had no idea at that point that he had gone over Niagara Falls. As he grew up, the first thing people said to him was, "God must really have something in store for you to have saved you." He confessed, "I kept looking for the answer to this question while trying to live a normal life." After college, he enlisted in the Navy during the Vietnam War. He returned safely, still asking himself, "Why am I here? Where am I going? Why did God save me from the fall at Niagara?" 20 years later, Woodward was living in Florida as a successful young businessman with a wonderful family, and he had the world by the tail. He'd worked hard and had everything that he could possibly want in life, but he confessed to being miserable and didn't know why. Well, one day a good friend asked him, "Why don't you come to church with me this Sunday?" And Roger agreed, taking his wife and children with him to Central Baptist Church in Brandon, Florida. Pastor Don preached a clear gospel sermon explaining why Jesus died and the significance of his resurrection, calling people to accept their moral failure and trust God to save them by his grace, not by their performance. Pastor Don then challenged people to make a public confession of their faith and to come forward and let the world know that Jesus is Lord in your life. And so Roger shot up out of his pew, went right down to the front of the church, got down on his hands and knees, and he prayed. And when he turned around, he discovered his wife had followed him. That day, he said, "We both accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior." The answer to the question, "Why am I here and where am I going?" became clear. Said Roger, "I came to the conclusion that God had saved me that day on July the 9th in 1960 at Niagara Falls so that he could again save me spiritually 20 years later." And from that day on, Roger enjoyed sharing his story so that others could benefit from it. Roger's story made me think, how many of us have been spared from death by God's protection? I look back on brushes with death in my own life and think of those lines from the Bard of Avon. "There's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough hew them how we will." Jesus told a Pharisee he needed to be born again. People who have been saved from accidental death, indeed all of us, need to be saved again, spiritually, like Roger. Trust me, and trust Jesus. And thank you for tuning in once again to Village Church Connections.